This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Thursday, April 3rd, brought to you by the American Frozen Food Institute. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Nally. In a sign of growing frustration on Capitol Hill, Senator Chuck Grassley of Iowa joined with Senator Maria Cantwell introducing a bipartisan bill today that would rein in the president's power to impose tariffs, allowing Congress to remove tariffs put in place by the administration. Under the Cantwell-Grassley Trade Review Act of 2025, any tariffs imposed by the president would expire after 60 days unless Congress voted to approve them. Congress also would have the power to terminate tariffs at any time by voting to pass a resolution of disapproval. The president also would be required to notify Congress within 48 hours of putting in place or raising any tariffs. The legislation excludes anti-dumping and countervailing duties. Grassley said, quote, "For too long, Congress has delegated its clear authority to regulate interstate or foreign commerce to the executive branch." He said in a statement that he's working with Cantwell on the bill to reassert Congress' constitutional role and ensure Congress has a voice in trade policy. Today, the Tax Foundation said President Trump's latest round of tariffs would raise $1.8 trillion in revenue over a decade on top of $1.3 trillion in previously announced tariffs. The group favors a simpler tax system. The combined tariffs are nearly as large as the $3.8 trillion extension of tax cuts that Trump is trying to push through Congress this year. The group's analysis suggests the tariffs amount to an average tax increase of $2,100 per household. Financial markets around the world reel following President Trump's latest and most severe set of tariffs. The U.S. stock market took the worst of it. The S&P fell just under 5%, more than other stock markets. The Dow and the Nasdaq also fell. Everything from crude oil to big tech stocks to the value of the U.S. dollar against other currencies fell. Even gold pulled lower. Shares of farm equipment manufacturers Deere and Caterpillar fell today. Farmers fear demand for their products will fall. Equipment manufacturers are expecting prices for imported products to increase as the price for machines will go up. Chris Rogers of the S&P Global Market Intelligence said the average duty for construction machinery, bulldozers, shovel loaders will increase by 21.6 points, while parts for farm and construction equipment face an average 11.1% total tariff increase. The fact that Canada and Mexico avoided fresh tariffs in Trump's Liberation Day announcement, seen as a sign of improving relations between the U.S. and its neighbors. Rabobank today said in a statement, the reciprocal tariffs nor the baseline tariff apply to Canada and Mexico at this juncture, and Trump has stated that he plans to maintain the USMCA exception for now. Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. hasn't offered any new details about his massive restructuring of the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. Thousands of layoffs rippling through the HHS agencies has hollowed out entire offices around the country in some cases. Republican and Democratic lawmakers have offered a bipartisan request for Kennedy to appear before a Senate committee to offer an explanation surrounding the cuts. The cuts expected to save $1.8 billion from the agency's annual budget. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by the American Frozen Food Institute. As the voice of the growers and processors who make frozen fruits, vegetables, and prepared foods, Appy is visiting Capitol Hill this week to share how frozen food is a partner in creating nutrition policy solutions. Freezing locks in the taste and nutrition of foods and provides many food choices for different needs, whether fruits and vegetables or just like home and restaurant style meals. Learn more at www.frozenadvantage.org. Well, that's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Nally.